You're listening to Partnership Aligned Podcast, hosted by Ilana Israel. If you're a woman and you want to feel happier and more connected to your partner, and you're not afraid to do the inner work that it takes to get there, then this is the podcast for you. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. So I'm recording this on Mother's Day morning, and I just got to tell you guys, I am so nervous right now. My five-year-old, and he's a fresh five, okay? He's basically still four. He woke up to tell me that he's making me a Mother's Day surprise and that I have to go on the porch and not come in until he's done. And I can hear him clanging around in the house, and you just know he's making the biggest mess right now. I'm just trying my best to like respect how excited he is and just appreciate that he wants to do something fun for me. So anyway, I came over here to talk to you guys instead, just to keep me distracted. All right. So before we get into today's topic, I am so excited to tell you about a special promotional sale that I am running right now called the Summer Lovin' Sale. Right now, if you sign up for my program by May 20th, you get $600 off. This is a huge discount. So why am I doing this? Well, because I want more women to start enjoying their marriage. I see people in so much unnecessary suffering, and I have the skill set to help them get out of it. And it just pulls me. I just want to help, you know? I've helped hundreds of women over the years heal and improve their relationships. It's my zone of genius. Relationships are my thing, y'all. I am able to see things that others don't see, and I'm able to deliver my findings and feedback in a way that just cuts through all the bullshit and accelerates change. Just last week, I had a bonus session with the husband of one of my clients. He thanked me because just after 4 months, his wife is relaxed, she's more loving, she's more intimate, and in return, he's become those things as well. Their communication is so much healthier. They can actually hear each other now. They've even made time for each other in the midst of raising 2 young children. It is so beautiful to watch. So, why a summer sale? Well, I want to help you bring some fun back into your marriage. I mean, isn't summer supposed to be fun? Well, the truth is that if you're in turmoil about your marriage, or even if you're just feeling really disconnected, you're probably not having too much fun, especially on those family vacations. But I can help you change all of that. So sign up by May 20th, and by June, you'll be feeling lighter. You'll know exactly what your plan is for improving your marriage. By July, you'll be communicating regularly and working through obstacles in your marriage. And by August, you guys will be loving on each other again. That's what the Summer Love and Sale is all about. So scroll down to the show notes and click on the link to get more info. Or if you have questions, you can email me at Ilana, E-L-A-N-A, at partnershipaligned.com. All right, so on to today's topic. Have you ever noticed that the way you think about things really affects you? Your mindset about your life, your relationship, others in general, single-handedly dictates your experience. You can put 2 women in the exact same situation, all variables constant, and they will have completely different experiences because they will be thinking about it differently. So knowing that mindset is everything, I wanted to give you guys my 5 favorite mindset shifts. So let's get right into it. Mindset shift number 1 is, this isn't happening to me, it's happening for me. This one is great for relationships because the truth is that relationship difficulties are an invitation for growth. Everything that feels hard is actually an invitation for growth. So challenge yourself. Whatever comes to mind when you think of challenges in your life, how might that challenge be happening for you? Can you reframe it as an opportunity, as a learning moment, as protection against something? A question I like to ask myself is, how is it perfect that this is happening right now? I can usually come up with something. When you believe that your hardships are here for you to grow, it completely shifts your energy and your brain starts looking for how that might be true. I also like the thought, I can do hard things, right? That takes away the need for things to be easy. Okay, mindset shift number 2 is specifically for marriage. It's shifting from it's me against him to it's us against the problem. I actually have a whole episode on this mindset shift. It's episode number 54, and it's titled The Mindset Shift That Will Save Your Marriage. And it will save your marriage. As long as you see you and your partner on separate teams, there's very little solution to be had. I want you to think of the two of you as coaches on the same team. You're sitting down, examining your opponent, coming up with the play that's going to give you the win. You are working together, looking at the conflict or the obstacle as the enemy, not each other. This is the most powerful mindset shift you can make in your relationship. Mindset shift number three is going from, I shouldn't feel that way, to, if it's true for me, it's okay. I could talk about this one all day long, but I will keep it short. Here's what I want you to know. As long as you are beating yourself up for how you feel, you're never going to be able to actually process how you feel and find solution. You will get stuck in the self-judgment and the shame. You will expend all your energy there and not have any left over for the actual feeling that you need to work through. As a result, you just stay stuck. Believing that your feelings are okay is one of the biggest gifts that you can give yourself. And your kids, by the way. That's a gift my mom gave me for sure. She always honored her own feelings and mine. And as a result, I didn't know any different. So if it's true for you, it's okay. By learning to make this mindset shift, you are saving time, energy, drama, and suffering. If those aren't good enough reasons for you, I don't know what is. Okay. Mindset shift number four is when your partner isn't working on themselves or working on the marriage without you initiating, and you think to yourself, well, why should I be the one? I want you to change your mindset to, well, why not me? And I'm really asking you, why not you? Someone has to change first or lead the charge. We have this egotistical belief that if I'm ready for you to change, you need to change. No. If I want you to change, in other words, I want our relationship to change, then I need to work on the only thing that I have control over, me. You may follow suit and you may not, but why not me? Why shouldn't I be the one to evolve? Because as long as you dig your heels in and say, I won't work on it until he does, then you are a big part of the problem. It reminds me of kids fighting, and when the mom asks what happened, they each say, well, he started it. Are you an emotional child or an emotional adult? Emotional children blame everyone else. Emotional adults work on themselves because they care about evolving. So you decide, who do you want to be? If you spend your life waiting for others to change first, you have rendered yourself powerless. Now your entire emotional life is in someone else's hands. I don't know about you, but I definitely want to be in control of my own emotional life. And that starts with taking responsibility and saying, why not me? And finally, mindset shift number five is shifting from victim to survivor. I was a therapist for many years, and I have heard many, many stories of people being victimized. I've treated people for PTSD, and I've heard the horrific stories as they process them. I'll tell you the difference between the ones who were able to move on with their lives and the ones who forever lived in their trauma. It was whether they viewed themselves as a victim or a survivor. The truth is that victims and survivors are usually one and the same. Most victims are survivors and most survivors are victims. So it's not that one is true and the other is false. It just depends on how you choose to view yourself. My grandmother was a Holocaust survivor. She lost her entire family in the death camps. But the way she told her story and the way she carried herself, there was no mistaking her for a victim. She was a survivor. Now, the truth is, she was both, but she saw herself as a survivor. As a result, she came to the U.S. without any family and made a life for herself. So if your childhood trauma is holding you back from loving your partner the way you want to, or more commonly, receiving love the way you'd like to, I encourage you to write down all the ways that you are a survivor. Being a survivor doesn't take away from the integrity of what happened to you. It just gives you agency to use the pain for growth. Victims don't heal, but survivors do. And for those of you who just have a general victim mentality, meaning there's no specific trauma, but you just always feel like everything is hard and others don't treat you right, I suggest you listen to episode 93 titled Getting Out of the Victim Role. As long as you're the victim in your story, you stay stuck. All right. So these are the mindset shifts that keep me healthy, keep my clients healthy. These mindset shifts, they save marriages, people. They create healthy parents, and they just generally increase the quality of life. Now, I know that these are easier said than done. Don't think for a second that I don't honor the amount of work that it takes to really make some of these mindset shifts. I do. But the fact that it takes work isn't a good enough reason not to do it. If you need help, I am here for you. Again, I'm running that special promotion now and for the next week. So if you've been thinking of working with me, this is the time. I will take you from feeling tense and resentful to feeling relaxed, light, and aligned. All right, guys, have an amazing week, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard today, then show some love, rate the show, and leave a review. And take a screenshot, post it on Instagram, and tag me at Partnership Aligned. And don't forget to check the show notes for your free copy of my 21 questions that will bring you and your partner closer than ever. If there's one thing that I want you to get out of this show, it's that a healthy relationship, it always starts with a healthier you.